Philadelphia National Corn Growers Association corn yield contest numbers being released this morning. And it was an incredible number. 521 bushels to the acre. Randy Doughty, Valdosta, Georgia, a guy who's been on this show a time or three, and he's even been to, he came to Big Iron a few years ago. So, and he is a super nice, like all the other good folks, you know, who have kept like Kip Cullors. They're all great folks, real serious, serious, upstanding, religious folks and great family people. And that's what, but they're also incredible farmers. So, and here's another one who came in. North Dakota has got some bragging rights, too, in the category, non-irrigated. Kara Myers comes in with, and I assume that it's K and J all together, right? J, or is Kara a better farmer than you?
Well, you never know. Some days,
when yes, in our house, Mom knows best. I just kind of let it be that way. But anyway, congratulations on 289 bushel to the acre.
Well, thanks.
Way to go! Now, I quickly noticed that South Dakota's numbers in that category were like 284, and some Minnesota numbers 288. So. All of these categories, which are, there are a number of categories, South Dakota, Minnesota, North Dakota numbers, you know, you got to tip our hat to the Frauermans again down there around Wahpeton, but yeah, they had a 288, but you beat them there in Colfax at a 289.
Well, you just got to look that we had some really nice weather this year, you know, and that's one of the big things that plays into it, along with some of the other things we do, you know.
Well, and let's talk about all of those. What are some of the things that you did there in northern Richland County? Other than it was DeKalb, do you like that variety?
Yeah, that's a new variety that we entered that just came out last year, and it's pushed some pretty good yields. It's a 99-day variety. And, you know, we got in the field really early this year, which... You know, that's one of the big things to get your yields off and running. And some of these last few years, you know, we've had just too much water in the month of May and April when we're trying to plant. And this year things worked out good where we were never too wet and things just got off to a good start. And if you can get that and get the weather and then, you know, get your fertility program right and placement of fertilizer and all them things start playing factors into the whole thing.
Even that third and fourth week of June where the southern part of Richland County was a little bit stressed as far as didn't get the rain they needed, you got a couple of showers there late June.
Yeah, we had a few showers there. I think the worst time was probably that first few weeks in July. We got stressed a little bit where we had about 3 weeks with no rain. But it wasn't terrible. It just would have been nice to get a little shot in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, you know, things kind of went right this year, and we had pretty good mineralization of organic matter to add some nitrogen out there, and we've been working with the Conklin AgriVantage system for quite a few years, you know, trying to fine tune everything with tissue testing and soil testing, and then we added the Y drop system that the 360 Yield Center has. We started using that this last year and putting more of our nitrogen out later in the season, and I think that played a pretty good role in it, too.
I think a lot of people are surprised at that research that's been coming out lately that the crop, after tasseling in September, that crop needs a lot of nitrogen. I think a lot of people, there was a surprise to a few corn producers out there.
Yeah, you get into the month of August and, you know, the first part of September there. Of course, this year the crop was probably ahead of the game by then, you know, but those are the times when it really needs nitrogen. It needs 75% of its nitrogen later in the season.
So where are you in the use of all those Conklin products? Do you think that was a major factor, or was it just luck of the draw? Good old Mother Nature played a big role.
Well, every year Mother Nature plays a pretty big role, you know, but along with all that, you got to have everything else in place, you know. Using starter fertilizer and making sure that your micronutrients are where they need to be. And I was watching a little thing this morning that Randy Doughty had on the internet. They had a special announcement on Facebook and a little video that was live on there, and he had people asking questions about things he does and different things. And he always talks about you got to make sure that you're working on the law of minimums and that you're got that all in place and figured out, so you're not working with something that's a limiting factor out there, you know, because that's what's going to hold you back.
And the law of minimums, elaborate on that a little bit. What was Randy talking about this morning?
Well, you've got all your nutrients, you know, your NPKs and all your micronutrients, and if any one of them are limiting, that's going to be as high a yield goal as you're going to be able to get as whatever that limiting factor is. If you're short on, say, 1 year, maybe you're short on nitrogen, well, you're only going to get the yield that you can get for what you get the least amount out there. And maybe another year could be zinc, or it could be another micronutrient, you know, whichever one is what's holding it back, you know. Mm-hmm. All that stuff has to be in place for top yields. So, and that's one thing we've found over the years using the Conklin AgriVantage system. It's a complete soil test along with a complete tissue test that we can really track things and make sure that we're not limiting on anything.
So on the 10-acre and the plot, the corn yield contest is a 10-acre plot that's kind of got a little ribbon around it. And did you manage the whole farm the same way you manage those 10 acres?
Well, not necessarily. If we got a field where we know we're going to push yields, you know, you have to start, you know, putting more micros and more N, P, and K out into them fields if you're going to start pushing the yield. You know, that only makes sense, I guess. And we've got a few fields that are some higher producing fields that we watch closer, you know, and that we enter into the yield contest and add some extra things out there.
Yeah. Some of the yield contest winners in the past have told me that, you know, they wouldn't want to treat their whole farm the way they treat this yield contest plot because it cost them like up to $1,500 an acre to produce that record yield. But
right. You wouldn't want to do that across your whole farm because you're not going to probably get those kind of yields on every acre, you know. So,
yeah.
But the fields that you know have that potential, it pays to get what you're short out there and make sure you're watching it closer.
Yep, for sure. What it does take management, right? I mean, you really got to be out there almost every day walking it. And like you said, the nitrogen, the wide, the egg, the 360 yield center, you know, all of that stuff, everything plays a role, huh?
Well, and then 360 has this new soil scan machine we started using this last year that you can go out there whenever you want and pull some samples and see where your nitrogen levels are at. And that was a pretty important tool this year. You know, it was showing we had plenty of nitrogen on some of these fields, and even some of them where we'd applied nitrogen and then we had that 3-week dry spell, we were kind of wondering if maybe we'd lost some of that nitrogen. But later on in the season, we took some more samples and the nitrogen was there. So it's a good tool to have on the farm.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jay Myers, Agro Valley Solutions. Jay and Kara have come up with the 289 bushel to the acre in their National Corn Growers Association Yield Contest. And like I mentioned, you know, the Fraunberg's got some 288s and some 283s and 284s, but you got it. And even in South Dakota, there's a lot of 280s. Minnesota, some low 280s. Even 267 took number one across parts of Minnesota. So, again, 289, that's a mighty fine number there, Jay. Way to go.
Yeah, there was a lot of good corn yields out there this year. It was kind of fun to see everything that went on this year.
Yeah, wait, and you're because of your involvement on the United Soybean Board and, again, picking up this yield win in the NCGA contest, you're going to be really busy at Commodity Classic down there in San Antonio.
Yeah, that's a show that we go to every year. That should be a fun time this year. And lot of guys will be there checking out the show like it is every year.
Yeah, and so we'll be there too, and we'll follow all the things that are happening to you and for you and about you there and the variety of things that you're doing. So, all right. Well, Jay, again, congratulations to you and Kara for the yield contest win for North Dakota in the A non-irrigated category, 289 bushel to the acre. Way to go. All righty. Well, Jay, we'll wish you lots of luck and through the winter, and we'll touch base again. And if guys want to maybe pick your brain a little bit or buy a seed applicator or something, or talk about that soil scan machine that you got for sale, how do they get a hold of you?
They can give a hold of me on my cell, 701-640-3654.
All right, or your website, agrovalley.net.
Our website.
All righty. Okay, well, Jay, again, congrats. Nice to visit with you, and we'll hope that you and the family have great holidays over this next couple of weeks.
Well, thanks, Mick. Good visiting with you.
All right, thank you much. See you later.
Thanks.
Yep. Bye now.